from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Susan Yaki reporting. Iraq parliament collapses. Baghdad teetered on the edge of political chaos today. The city is in a state of emergency. Protesters are occupying parts of the once secure international zone. Lawmakers have run away, and the military is on high alert. By this morning, protesters led by Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr continued to crowd the streets in front of the country's now empty parliament and gather in what is known as the Zone Celebration Square. Lawmakers fled Saturday after protesters stormed into the parliament. Some 60 lawmakers, mostly from the minority Kurdish and Sunni parties, flew out of the capital for Erbil and Sulaymaniyah in the northern autonomous Kurdish region. Supporters of Sadr have been demonstrating outside the walls of the Green Zone for months. Hassan Ali was among them. Hassan Ali says today is the last chance for the Iraqi government to understand the protesters are calling for change. In a televised speech Saturday, Sadr warned if change doesn't happen, the entire government will be brought down. Russia said today that new talks are underway to halt the Syrian bombardment of the rebel stronghold in Aleppo, after the United States demanded that a truce elsewhere in Syria be extended to the embattled city. Lieutenant General Sergei Kurilenko, head of Moscow's coordination center in Syria, told Russian news agencies, currently active negotiations are underway to establish a regime of silence in Aleppo province. Kurilenko also said that a freeze in fighting in eastern Ghouta, a suburb to the east of the capital Damascus, had been extended by another 24 hours into Monday. Coming to you from Washington, this is VOA News. A car bomb explosion outside police headquarters in the southeastern Turkish city of Gaziantep has killed at least two police officers and wounded at least 22 other people, a local governor said. Turkish media quoted Gaziantep regional governor Ali Erlikaya as saying many of those wounded in today's blast are police officers. Kenya's President Uhuru Kenyatta presided over the burning of 105 tons of elephant ivory Saturday in order to send a message to the world that ivory is worth more on an elephant than it is in the marketplace.
The height of the pile of ivory before us marks the strength of our resolve. Before you, ladies and gentlemen, is the largest haul of ivory and horn ever to be destroyed in this manner. And our reason is crystal clear. No one, and I repeat again, no one has any business trading in ivory, for this trade means death, death of our elephants, and death of our natural heritage.
In U.S. politics, Republican presidential candidates, including frontrunner Donald Trump, have been wooing local party leaders in California. Some spoke at the party's state convention near San Francisco. VOA's Mike O'Sullivan reports California could be decisive in selecting the Republican nominee for president.
As Donald Trump opened the meeting, protesters blocked streets at the site south of San Francisco. Inside, Republicans weighed their options. Some conservative Tea Party activists support Donald Trump.
A lot of Tea Party people behind Ted Cruz, too, so we're just watching.
The number two candidate in the state-by-state race, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, has thousands of volunteers in California. Others look to Ohio Governor John Kasich, a distant third in the race.
John Kasich can show that he knows how to govern.
But Trump's supporters say he's unstoppable. Others say he's too divisive to win the presidential election. Californians will make their choices for the party nominees on June 7th. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Burlingame, California.
Father Daniel Berrigan has died. He was 94 years old. Berrigan, an activist American Jesuit priest, a pacifist, and a poet, is best remembered as the radical leftist priest who burned draft records to protest the Vietnam War. Berrigan, his brother Philip, also a priest, and seven other activists, walked into the offices of the local draft board in 1968 in Catonsville, Maryland, 50 kilometers north of Washington. They took the selective service files of young men who were about to be shipped to Vietnam. I'm Susan Yaki in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.